I haven't seen evidence from either the research that I've done or from the people that I know in my life who've been in open or polyamorous relationships. I haven't seen them be successful in the long term. Does that mean that there are exceptions out there that prove the rule that they can happen? I'm sure they do exist, but open relationships require an immense amount of rules and structures for that to work for everyone involved, and most people aren't able or willing to do that. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Guiding Mind podcast. I am your host, Eric Almeida, here to dive into another episode where we tackle those burning questions that many of us men face. You know how it is, those moments when you're feeling a bit lost, your mind is telling you that something is wrong, and you don't see a path forward. That's what we're here for. As a coach, I'm in the trenches every day working with men who are seeking that compass, that roadmap to becoming the best version of themselves. Whether it's seeing a clear path with your career, hearing from loved ones how much they value you, or feeling a deep sense of purpose, we're going to talk about it all. And today, I came across this really interesting question that I saw up on Reddit that is titled, "What is one compromise you're not willing to have in a relationship?" And I thought that was a great topic for us to focus on today. So I went through the responses on Reddit to see what was there, to pull out the ones that that men were saying that make a ton of sense that I'm also in agreement with. So let's dive into a few of them. So one of the most highly voted ones was actually going on a break. And so that makes a ton of sense. You know, if you're in a romantic relationship and one or both of you wants to go on a break when it comes to the relationship, meaning you're breaking the commitment that you're making to each other to kind of see what's going to happen and then maybe come back, that is not going to end well. So let's be really clear with this. There's a big difference from needing some space from each other. You know, physical space, you know, you're getting into arguments, you're getting into fights, and you're needing some space for each of you to cool off before coming back to figure out what's going on. But actually going on a full-on break in regards to the relationship, you know, dismantling the commitments to each other temporarily is going to fail because it's going to give each of you or one of you the opportunity to basically act like you're single, and it's going to basically damage any chance of the relationship repairing itself. I even heard, saw a lot of comments of people saying that asking to take a break is a cowardly way of breaking up with someone. And truthfully, I would have to agree with that. You know, once again, if you're having difficulties in your romantic relationship, it is best for you to face those difficulties head on and to have open, honest, and direct conversations with the person that you're with to see how you can resolve the problems and to see if the problems are resolvable. And if they're not, then walking away from each other may be the best choice. We're going to take a quick break from this episode and ask that you help support the channel by joining our Patreon at www.patreon.com/theguidingmind. You get to access to a bonus episode each and every week. You can ask your own questions that I'll answer here on the podcast, and even have a private coaching sessions with me where we can really dive into the nitty-gritty of whatever challenge you are facing. Once again, all of this is available to you at www.patreon.com/theguidingmind. Link in the show notes below. And now back to the episode. But that's not going to happen if you play the we're going to take a break game and then you just both avoid it. It just, the problem doesn't go away in that fashion. So another thing that was very high on the list that men were saying that they're not willing to compromise on was being in an open relationship. So that makes a ton of sense, especially for men. Men don't, when it comes to romantic relationships, men do not like sharing the women that they're with. It's very primordial that, you know, to, you know, if a man's going to commit to a woman, he's expecting that level of commitment back. And it really bothers men when women are with other men that they're also with and things like that, or especially, like I've talked in other episodes, being with their exes and things like that. And so this makes a ton of sense. You know, open relationships, I haven't seen evidence from either the research that I've done or from the people that I know in my life who've been in open or polyamorous relationships, I haven't seen them be successful in the long term. Does that mean that there are exceptions out there that prove the rule that they can happen? I'm sure they do exist. But open relationships require an immense amount of rules and structures for that to work for everyone involved, and most people aren't able or willing to do that. So I'm not surprised that a lot of men are kind of like they don't want to deal with that at all. Another interesting one, I got to give a lot of props for a level of insight here, is men wanting their girlfriends to be their partner and for them to not turn into their parent for their girlfriends. And so that's, I got to give a lot of props for insight on that one. That happens a lot. A lot of times, men will get together with women that they think that they deserve, that tend to be like a fixer-upper. You know, a woman who has a lot of stuff that is unresolved or is very immature or who is really wounded and needs to continue on her own healing journey. But that guys can be attracted to women like that because they think that's all they deserve and that they might even feel compelled to come in to fix them. You know, that a man sometimes can feel a lot of satisfaction from acting in that role. But in a romantic situation, you don't want to be the parent of your girlfriend or your spouse. It messes with the dynamics and you end up losing respect for the person that you're with. And it's very difficult to preserve a sexual relationship when you're parenting the person that you're with. And so, you know, yes, men do appreciate mentoring people. There's a reason why men are drawn to fatherhood, but that should not be with the person that is supposed to be your romantic partner. You want your romantic partner to be your equal and for both of you to grow together and to challenge each other. And it doesn't mean that you can't support your partner at times. That is part of it, but you can't always be the one, I don't want to say this. You can't always be the one that's the mature, responsible one, and the other person is not. And that works in both sides. I hear stories from plenty of women too, that they feel like that their boyfriends are basically like kids that they have to take care of. It ruins the romance very, very quickly. So be really strategic when it comes to the partners that you pick, you know, and to be really clear, like I said, all of us have wounds that we take into our relationships. It doesn't mean that you're never going to find a person that's perfect in that way, but you need to make sure that a person is actively working on themselves when you want them to be a long-term partner, because otherwise the stuff, their wounds aren't, they're not being tended to, and the only person who can heal a person's wounds is the person who is wounded. It's a hard lesson for all of us to learn in that kind of fashion. Another thing that was pretty high up on the list were when it comes to people's in-laws and friends. So when you commit to another person, especially when you marry them, you do inherit their social networks and especially their families in that kind of regard. And so it is really important for you to be aware of, you know, who their friends are, how much you like their friends, especially if you get into the marriage front, their in-laws, and how much you're going to be involved in these people's lives, because they're not going to go anywhere. Friends, there could be a little bit more flexibility. I'm not even saying you have to be friends with their friends, but you have to be at least cool with who these people are. You have to at least be okay with them, neutral to them at a very least. If you hate your partner's friends, that's going to be rough because there's going to be constant friction that you're going to be dealing with. So, and a big thing that came up under this particular topic was around and I was around women being friends with their exes. And I've talked about this before, but I'll certainly repeat it again. Most men will not tolerate that. Most men will not tolerate that. It's unbelievably uncomfortable. There's a huge level of trust that perceived trust that gets lost because, truthfully, from a man's perspective, if you've broken up with a woman, why are you keeping her in your life? There's some, a lot of men know that men do play the game of, well, I might get back with her, or I might be able to hook up with her once in a while. The only exception to this is if the ex is the father of their child. That person's never going to leave their life because they have a kid. But otherwise, I would encourage men to be very cautious of the women they're dating who are still friends with their exes, and to convey that level of discomfort and see if those women are willing to remove themselves from those relationships, because it only adds complications to the current relationship. We're going to take a quick break from this episode. I'm going to ask for you to like and subscribe. Liking and subscribing helps the channel out a ton. And if you happen to know other men in your life who you think would benefit from hearing this kind of guidance and this kind of advice, share it with them. It helps the channel out a ton, and I would greatly appreciate it. So, speaking of it, the next thing that came up on the list was trust and dependability. That's not a surprise at all. Men and women both want a level of trust and dependability with each other to be in a romantic relationship. If you don't have trust, if you don't believe this, your partner has your back or is willing to support you how they can, or and to encourage you to be the person you're supposed to be or encourage you with difficult tasks, why have this person in your life? And that's true for friends too. If you and family, honestly, this is across the board. In all relationships, if you don't trust them, what's the point? If you don't trust the person, even if you're just having a sexual relationship and you don't trust them, then that means you're, even just if it's just sex, if you don't trust them, that means you're exposing yourself to disease, you're exposing yourself to betrayal, you're exposing yourself to being ridiculed behind your back and talked about and gossiped about. So, yeah, trust. I'm surprised trust isn't higher up, but it's still there. Next is children. This one is gigantic. If you are planning on being in a long-term committed relationship with someone, especially if you're going to marry them, you need to talk about children in advance. This is a massive non-negotiable for any long-term relationship. If you make someone who does not want to have kids have children, they will resent you for the rest of their life, and that resentment's going to bleed onto the kid. If you make someone who wants to be a parent not become a parent, they will resent you for the rest of their life. And so that is a non-negotiable. Can you negotiate on biological children versus adopted children? Yes. You can negotiate on that to a point, but a lot of women do want to bear children on their own. Can you negotiate on how many children? Yes, there can be negotiation there as well, to, within reason. So some things can be negotiable. When you have children, it can be negotiable to a point, but you're always playing with biology and that kind of side. So there is some flexibility, but having and not, don't compromise there. Walk away, even if you're a perfect match in every other way, but one of you definitely wants kids and the other one definitely does not want kids, that is non-negotiable. It'll destroy the relationship eventually. And God, don't bring that to these innocent kids either. Good God. This one also doesn't surprise me, and that's having a regular sex life. And so for men, sexual gratification is a fundamental need that men have in general. And that's very important in a romantic relationship as well. The way I like to compare this when it comes to women is ladies, imagine the guy that you're dating never hugs you, never touches you, and never gives you any form of affection. Would you want to date him? How long would you be able to tolerate that? Wouldn't be for very long. For men, that's the same thing, but for men, it concentrates around specifically sex. That is a man's way of feeling, of being able to give and to receive in that level of intimacy. Women like sex as well, but there's a lot more there beyond just sex. There's a bigger gap on be outside of just sexual intercourse. For men, that it's more sexual intercourse, and then the other stuff, the more intimacy kind of stuff is a little bit not as vital, but still wanted. So that's not surprising. And once again, regular sex is going to be very different for different people. And that comes with having open and honest conversations about what regular sex is, how and all of that, and what that means. And that's very different. For some people, regular sex is several times a week. Sometimes it's once a week. Sometimes it's a handful of times a month. Every relationship is different. Every person's gonna go through ebbs and flows. Every couple goes through ebbs and flows of frequency and everything like that. But the key is to have open and honest conversations about that. That is the key with all of this. And then the last one I found that was interesting, but that I wanted to talk about is revolving around having double standards. So a lot of people were commenting about how they felt it was messed up when the women they were dating would expect something from him, but that they themselves wouldn't live up to. You know, a classic example that was talked about was, you know, women not wanting men to be flirtatious with other women that they weren't outside of the relationship, which makes sense. But then those women themselves, the girlfriend, being flirtatious with other men. And so double standards in any relationships, but in particular romantic relationships, is going to lead immediately to resentment. And resentment is massively destructive to all relationships. And so this makes total sense. And once again, I would open communication is the cure-all when it comes to something like double standards of you as the guy have to say, hey, like this isn't cool. Like I am not doing this thing you don't approve of, like flirting with women. I expect you to not be flirting with men. And if they play the game of, well, I'm just naturally flirtatious, then you can say, well, that makes me uncomfortable. Like that's in my mind, you know, you're breaching a level of trust here. And so once again, it's all about communicating with each other and being very open about what you feel is okay, what you don't feel is okay, and negotiating some of those things. So even in that example, if your girlfriend is naturally flirtatious, maybe that's something that drew you to her. You don't necessarily want that necessarily to stop, but maybe it means talking to her and be and say and being like, hey, like one of the things I love about you is that you are, you know, flirty and playful, but you know, there are certain things I'd rather you not do with other guys, you know, or at least other guys where I could be more threatening or something like that, and talk it out. There's nothing wrong with doing that and for both sides to be aware of when they're crossing lines because that's how you learn about each other. And so but that's a big part of all relationships is that constant open communication. If you enjoyed this content and you're looking for more videos just like this one, click over here. I have lots more videos of me commenting on men looking for advice.